You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at the Houses of Parliament at a very important event organised by the RNIB, where MPs can learn a lot about not only sight loss, but also vision rehabilitation and the challenges surrounding that. Joining us now is RNIB's Chief Executive, Matt Stringer. Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Hubert. My pleasure. Good to be here.
I mean, it's a fantastic event. We had plenty of MPs that not only we've spoken to, but who have been, you know, trying the various stands and expanding their knowledge. You know, can you give us a bit of a reflection on what the event's been like?
No, it's been great. These events are great. You know, 3 hours and your MPs sort of dropping in, enough time to engage, you know, with sort of purpose of the meeting, which is talking about vision rehabilitation, and just generally getting them more drawn in to be a supporter of the RNIB. As I said, today has been about vision rehab, where we know there's a sort of national postcode lottery, really, of a very patchy provision up and down the country, and also very patchy in terms of the quality of that provision. And it's been great to get across that message to the MPs today.
You know, you've spoken probably to a few MPs today. What do you think has been your overall impression as to what their takeaways have been from this event?
I think, as ever, you know, the MPs are supportive, and actually probably, you know, don't know the detail as much as we do. So they would support the principle, but actually when you show them a map that shows the disparity across the sort of regions and geographies of the UK, you know, from people discharging a vision rehab sort of obligation within 28 days to some people, you know, taking up to a year, I think they are surprised at the lack of standardisation and get the impact, this is a critical point, get the impact on people's lives. And I think they generally want to go away, have a look at a think in their constituency, and also be able to engage in national debates in Parliament around sort of eye health and vision rehabilitation.
Now, we've also had plenty of volunteers here today sharing, you know, their own lived experience of sight loss and vision rehabilitation. How important is it from MPs to hear directly from people with lived experience as to, you know, how big of an issue this is?
Oh, look, you're absolutely critical. I mean, just, you know, just introduced Dr. Mary Tabwell, who's our sort of, who's our sponsor today. And after we'd sort of spoken and introduced the sort of afternoon, she made a beeline straight for Charmaine, who's one of the volunteers around the sort of mobility station, and engaging with her just gives that just a completely genuine insight into some of the challenges of being visually impaired around rehabilitation, but also on that stall, you know, around navigation. And I think it just makes, you know, the points we're making absolutely come to life, because you're getting the lived experience of someone who's on the receiving end of a vision rehabilitation process, and it's very, very real.
Off the back of this event, and you know how successful it has been, because it is a very much huge success, what are you hoping will happen from the RNIB's perspective off the back of this event?
On the principal topic of vision rehabilitation, we'll be hoping that through this event and through some follow-up opportunities with MPs and their constituency, we can just build a groundswell in Parliament that understands this is a challenge, and put some pressure on the Secretary of State and the Department of Health and Social Security to, you know, bring in some of the simple points we're making around standardisation of provision. And so I think, you know, we'll end up with, you know, somewhere between 50 and 100 MPs today going away pretty clear that that's the ask, and able to act on that, you know, locally when they're investigating what's happening in their own constituencies, and also informing the national debates that will come within the NHS 10-year plan as we move forward.
Fantastic, Matt. Matt Stringer, RNIB's Chief Executive, many thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Hubert, my pleasure. Thank you for coming and covering it. And I think these events are really important in just having a bit of space and headroom to have those conversations with MPs face-to-face, and really give us a chance of sort of getting the point across, which I think we've done this afternoon. So thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.